This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
I get this text all the time. Texter writes, our patience has run out. We were promised mass deportations, biggest in history. Okay, you must be new here. Welcome. This is the biggest mass deportation in history. 2.2 million in less than a year. That's astonishing. Plus 80,000 visa holders gone, visas revoked. Honestly, if you'd asked me going into this election, is he going to get 2.3 million out in the entire term? I'd be like, probably not. That'd be a lot. He did it in less than a year. Mm-hmm. So I got to tell you, I don't know what you want. Like, you know, I'll hit Trump. I mean, you know, I will. I have no problem with it. I'll criticize anyone. I'm not criticizing him on deportation. Sorry. I mean, I don't know what you want. I really don't. And here's the good news, to be positive on this. I get this all the time. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Seriously, what are you talking about? Do you realize there's 1,500 ICE deportation teams? And it slows them down. They got to work in teams. Because, they're getting shot at by the left, rammed by the left. They have to do it for safety. Okay. Now, they've done that this year without the 10,000 new hires who will hit the streets in February. So they've been hiring all this time. They cannot begin paying them because the big, beautiful bill does not hit till January, okay?
Well, they've got to be trained too.
Yeah, they got to train them. They got to bring them on, right? You got to start paying them. They're not going to have a dime to do that till January when the what? Big, beautiful bill hits. Yeah. So they've done 2.2 million with, plus the visas, which is Marco Rubio mostly at the State Department, really beginning to go back and vet these people and go, who the heck do we let into our country? And I think you're going to see a lot of those Afghan visas pulled too. This is all without the hiring of the new 10,000 force. And again, they'll hit the streets in February. They cannot do it any faster. They can't. Literally because they had to fight the boneheads in Congress to get the big, beautiful bill through.
That's putting it nicely.
Yes. Well, I don't want to lose the FCC license by accurately describing these.
Kind of a necessary document.
Yeah. So, but anyway, imagine what they're going to be able to do next year. So let me just take a deep breath, okay? I mean, it's not even been a year. Geez, chill out. And I mean, I know I will hold him accountable if he's not getting it done. If he slacks up, I'll be right there on him. But he did. You can criticize Trump for a lot of things. This is not one of them. This is incredible. We've never seen this in America. It's truly historic. And here's the other thing, okay? So much is going on behind the scenes right now with the fraud. When you've got $8 to $10 billion of fraud, a lot of that is Somalis supporting themselves by claiming, for instance, just in Minnesota, just $8 to $10 billion of fraud in Minnesota, Somalis claiming, oh yeah, I have 6 autistic children. No, you don't. Well, okay, I get $1,500 a month for those. What happens when that money dries up because it's fraud? Not enough jobs for them. They can go back to Somalia. Even the ones who have visas. There's just not enough jobs. We found and kicked off the welfare, the food stamp rolls, 700,000 about a month ago, kicked off. We found $1 billion additional welfare fraud, I'm sorry, Medicaid fraud, just in half a dozen Democrat states just over the last couple of months. Oz kicked them off. Well, now they don't have health insurance. What are you going to do if you need to go to the doctor? I don't know. Go home. When you look at the numbers, what's happening too is we've been doing these. Remember Joe Biden Lee said, hey, we're not going to do workplace raids anymore, i.e. hire whoever the heck you want.
No.
Well, that's over. They're doing workplace raids. And they also know they're checking behind the scenes. They're going through the Social Security databases. They have located 9 million Social Security numbers as illegal immigrants, including 6,000 terrorists. They've got those. They're kicking them off. Kristi Noem said, hey, listen, we got to go through every single one of them. We're doing it. We're going to get through. What happens when they chop block you and you don't have a Social Security number anymore? You're not getting the benefits anymore. Guess what you do? You say, you know what? I got no choice. I'm going to take Trump's offer of a free plane ticket and $1,000 for my trouble, and I'm going to get back on that plane. You are going to see, I kid you not, my guess would be somewhere around 5 million will deport this year themselves. We won't lay a hand on them. They will walk out the door. They can't live. There's not enough jobs. I mean, Lee, when you create 60,000 jobs, we just got the number, right? Yeah. Payroll jobs?
Right.
For us and them? And we brought 12 million in? Plus a million a year on visas? That's math doesn't work. You cut off to welfare, they go home. So hold your horses. It's going to be okay. We don't have to lay hands on all these people. It's not that me being mean or them being mean. There's not enough jobs. It doesn't work. The math doesn't work. So that's where we are right now. And the way to get the illegal immigrant nation out of our country is to crack down on the fraud. And we are. And that's how we're finding things like the Somali fraud. At the same time, Donald Trump has slammed the door shut. I mean, every day he seems he adds a couple more countries that can't come here anymore because of terror concerns. Which is why I think they're dragging their feet at Brown University. I think they got a very long visa list of people that they want to protect. And that's money coming in for them too. So, I mean, just hold your horses. You're going to see millions go out the door this year. And here's the other problem that we have too, Lee, and I agree with Trump on this 100%. He just said this in a speech last night. We had 11,000 convicted murder illegal immigrants let into this country, half of whom had killed more than one person.
Yeah.
We have to get them first.
Well, that phrase, worst of the worst.
Yeah, 700,000 people with deportation orders or criminal convictions in America or both. And Joe Biden had forbidden ICE to go pick them up.
Yeah.
The backlog is massive. And where are these people? They're hiding out in sanctuary cities, hiding behind Democrats. We got to go in like an invading army in foreign territory and drag them out. That takes manpower. So please just hold your horse. I don't understand. It's year one. Like you're going to give up? I mean, you know. You're going to give up, wait till like, I don't know, second quarter, year three, you know,
schedule it a little bit later.
Right. Texter writes, Trump has done great, but we are running out of time. No, we are running out of time. I agree with that.
Yes.
I agree with that, but we're not out of time yet. We got a lot more time. Texter writes, Tara, these people want instant potatoes and have no concept that all processes require time. They are not realistic with the time frame in their heads. Here's the other thing, too, okay? And I got to give props to Pam Bondi for this, for all her faults. man, she is winning case after case after case. Because there hasn't been a mass deportation like this in history, it's not clear what the president's powers are. The Democrats are filing a lawsuit at every turn, most of them junk lawsuits.
Right.
So Bondi has had to fight and fight and fight and fight. We win almost all of them, and it's clarifying Trump's right to get them out. We had to win a lot of these lawsuits first. Believe me, you don't want this guy to go rogue. You want him to do it by the book. I know it slows us down, but we cannot lose the moral authority here.
Yeah, and because you will have Democrats who will fight in the streets and in the courtrooms.
Yes, you will, and they'll say it's illegal, and then it'll be true. And let me tell you what, American people, the problem that we have, in a weird way, is that the American people are good people, and they don't want people abused, even people who've broken our laws. Right. We're a very forgiving people. And Democrats get that, and they prey on it, and they use it.
Right.
So that's why we have to go by the book, because we have to keep the moral authority if we're going to accomplish this. I know every day I want to go faster. I do. He's doing everything he can. I can't believe what he's done. And you know, if you listen to the show, I will criticize Donald Trump on a dime, but not for this.
No one escapes the wrath of terror.
No. Well, you know, I cover reality.
And yes, exactly.
Reality is not always what we wish.
No, it's not always pretty.
Yeah, it's not always pretty.
Rarely pretty.
No. Meanwhile, coming up, a beautiful story. The Target grandma, have you seen that audio of that just very vicious liberal woman coming up to her? And she's just wearing a shirt with freedom on it. It's a red version of the shirt Charlie Kirk died in, a way to honor him. And that's it. No other political statement, right? Just the word freedom, which apparently makes liberals crazy. Although I guess if you look at their body of work from Mao to Stalin, you can see why. But screaming at her, calling her a racist, asking her if she's effing dumb, tries to get her fired from her job. But she apparently asked herself, the old woman who's a Target employee, what would Charlie do?
Mm-hmm.
And I love what she did. Coming up.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So a grandmother working at Target in California, wearing a red shirt. You got to wear a red shirt if you work at Target, but it doesn't have to have no lettering on it. Red shirt that said freedom across it. A replica of the shirt that Charlie Kirk wore when he was shot and killed by a liberal pro-trans lunatic. Tyler Robinson, by the way, is who shot him. She's wearing a red shirt, which is completely within Target's dress code, when she was accosted by a liberal lunatic who asked her on video, "Are you effing stupid? Are you an effing racist?" And the meaner this person got, the calmer and sweeter the grandma got, which was kind of awesome. I don't think I have this kind of patience for people. She demanded to know why she thought she could get away with it, said she was going to her, to the management. The management at Target, by the way, to their credit, is backing the grandma. Here's what the confrontation sounded like.
Why?
They let you wear that shirt here?
Yes. Why? Why are you taking my picture?
Why are you wearing that shirt? You're working. It's not
a
Target
red shirt. I can wear any red shirt.
It's not a plain shirt.
It doesn't have to be.
It's a Charlie Kirk shirt.
Yes. Oh, yes, I know.
Are you f***ing stupid?
No.
Why the f*** would you wear that? You're at work at Target. That's not a Target shirt.
Again, all it says on it is freedom. There's not a political message on it. Anyway, this woman posted this online trying to get the grandma, whose name is Jeannie, fired. Instead, people hunted her down, not physically, but at her place of employment, and reported her. No word on if she's been fired, but her employer, healthcare organization, has had to put out a statement condemning the way she spoke to the grandma. So the grandma interviewed on local news, her name is Jeannie, asked, hey, you know, what do you think should happen here? What do you want to see happen? Take a listen. I love the contrast here.
I know people are calling for her to be fired for this. Do you think that that's right? Would you like that to happen?
No, I don't think that's right. Like, one saying I have is two wrongs don't make a right. You know, she wronged me, but I don't want to wrong her, or I don't want her wrong, because it's not going to make it right. I mean, that was her opinion. She's the one that put it on Facebook or put it on that. So, you know, but I really wouldn't want to see somebody lose their job over it.
That's fantastic. That is absolutely awesome. Turn the other cheek. It's, you know, and the irony is it's exactly what Charlie would have done. One of the most moving things that I saw after that was Charlie Kirk's wife within a week forgive Tyler Robinson, which I don't think I could do for a long time, maybe ever. Got to be honest. Speaking of Tyler Robinson, influenced by his transgender boyfriend. Some interesting details. We still don't know, by the way, what happened to the transgender boyfriend. He's completely disappeared. But we know what his family thought about him. UK Daily Mail profile I thought was fascinating. That not Tyler Robinson, the boyfriend, the one who was transitioning, described by his own family members as demonic and evil. Interesting. It's also interesting in this Washington Post profile, I'll read some of it, that they were really into playing the two of them. They started off as roommates and then again, I guess, ended up being lovers as the one transitioned. They like to play a demonic card game. I'm not going to say what it is. You can look it up if you want to know. I don't even like to give voice to those things. I think saying them draws evil. A demonic game in which the characters include demons and demonic themes. You should see the box this thing comes in. Looks like you need an exorcism. You handle the thing. It's creepy. Isn't that weird? Isn't that all of that strange? And what was he, what was Tyler Robinson, after being influenced by this, ultimately drawn to? A guy who at least his public persona was very godly, who had a godly message. This looks more and more to me like an ancient clash between good and evil. But there's some interesting things, to their credit, the Washington Post is reporting here. A few times when he was drunk, Tyler Robinson, the assassin of Charlie Kirk, would joke about right-wing politicians, one person recalled. These are friends who come over to play the demonic game, and they played it a lot. In fact, that's about the only time that anyone saw them when they were all playing this demonic card game together. Robinson would joke about right-wing politicians like, that guy's going to catch a bullet one day or something like that. No one took it seriously, he and another friend said, noting it was kind of a flippant remark. Two of the card game players said they thought Robinson was straight until he and that roommate grew openly affectionate, cuddling and kissing in the apartment. The roommate posted Halloween pictures with Robinson on a private Instagram chat, calling him his boyfriend. Around that time, the roommate quietly began coming out to some people as transgender, according to three friends, and he began transitioning. Tyler Robinson's roommate increasingly complained about right-wing politicians, about anti-trans sentiment in Utah, and about receiving funny looks from coworkers because he was transitioning. Discord messages show the roommate, the demonic one, according to his family, who said he's evil, asked friends, and by the way, the family says that's why they ultimately kicked him out of the house. It wasn't because he was gay. It was because he was evil. Discord messages show that the roommate asked friends whether they wanted to attend an anti-Trump protest after the 2024 election. The roommate viewed Trump's election as a loss for trans rights and was distraught, according to the person. More than once, the person said he saw Robinson cradling his sobbing transgender roommate in his arms. And folks, once again, two furries into pedophilic furry porn. So let's do the list again. Tyler Robinson, his wacko demonic roommate, according to the UK Daily Mail, not me, I just read it. That's what his family thinks of him. The butler shooter who tried to kill Trump. The pipe bomber. He was a furry into My Little Pony and transgender themed My Little Pony porn. The Annunciation Catholic School shooter. Audrey Hale, the Christian school shooter. On and on and on and on. And now this five-member Turtle Island anti-ICE terror cell. Also two Trantifa members in that. It's different. You ask somebody 15 years, I mean, 15 years ago, do we have furries? Do we have furries shooting people? Do we have the furry transgender shooter nexus? something going on here, folks. By the way, yesterday, the House, we'll see what the Senate does. The House voted against transgender transition surgeries on genitals and breast mutilation is what it is, for teens, for anybody under 18. Can't do it. It'd be a federal crime. Just three Democrats voted against that. Just three. Four Republicans voted with them. So it passed. Barely.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And this is the call-in portion of the show, 800-905-0989, which doubles as the text line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989, with all the topics of the show for the week, always back on the table. We're going to do this at least till Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, I don't mean to panic you, but have you looked at the calendar? Yeah, it's the 18th, which means tomorrow is the 19th. which means today is the last day to ship gifts without peeing a lot more. My friend, you are running out of time. Yeah, so here's here are the cutoffs. The post office, the cutoff for normal, regular, don't pay extra mail. Get it, but you know, you want to get there by Christmas. The cutoff is today. For Priority Express, which costs a little more, the cutoff is the 20th. So you're really, if you're gonna mail something, you really want to get it out today by the end of the day. Or if you're, you know, willing to pay a little more. You're going through the post office. It's the 20th for Priority Express, but that will cost you more. UPS, the cutoff for three-day shipping is the 19th. So that's, you have till tomorrow if you go on UPS. For second day air, it's the 22nd, but you'll pay more. Next day air, the 23rd, you'll pay a heck of a lot more. You're really going to pay a premium. And then FedEx, it's already too late for the cheapest option. The four-day cutoff is today. The three-day is tomorrow. After that, it's time to ask yourself, you know, do you really need to get it there by Christmas? Or maybe you can make an excuse or call it a, I don't know, New Year's gift or something. So, yeah, but that's your shipping schedule. Today is the day you want to get it out. Texter writes about Tyler Robinson, the boyfriend. These people are Satanists, Tara. That's what we mean. We are running out of time. Yeah, this truly, I believe this is a fight between good and evil. I really do. I don't think it's just political or right, left. It was at one time, but it's eclipsed that. Texter writes, don't forget about the New England Border Patrol agent murdered by the transgender militants from Portland in Vermont. Yes, you're right. We did. We profiled that at the time and since too, by the way. Texter writes, this is what I wonder about. It sounds like Robinson's boyfriend used him to do the evil deed. Now Robinson feels like a hero because he did the killing for his lover. So sickening. I don't care. I don't know how his parents can show up in court for him. Sherry. I love parents for a child. I'll tell you what, it is something. Texter writes, Tara, please remind people they need to get off their bottoms and vote in the midterms as well. Yes. We're having an election on the 23rd of December. And yeah, when you're not going to be thinking about voting for Lee Bright for Senate, if you live in Spartanburg or parts of Greenville, you can find out if it's you. You need to go vote for him, especially if you want to annoy, which I do, the Republican, I'm sorry, Republican in air quotes, Republican, but not really Republican leadership up there. We now have a Democrat running as a write-in candidate. And when you hold the election on the 23rd of December, I mean, theoretically, he could lose. It's going to be very low turnout. So you send Lee Bright up there. The beauty of sending Lee Bright up there is one senator can block bad legislation. And they're already talking a gas tax increase. So we really need him up there. I mean, literally could save you dollars in sense sending him up there. Like every time you put money in your gas tank. And he's just a great handbrake on the clown car up there. So you don't usually get to make this kind of outsized difference. And that's why the Democrats, by the way, are spending a fair amount of money trying to get their write-in candidate elected and stop Lee Bright. So we need to help him out and make sure to vote. By the way, you can vote early through tomorrow. And you go to Lee Bright for Senate online. Just go look up his website. And he is everywhere you can vote and when you can vote and all of that. Texter writes, here we have soldiers in Syria being killed. Those soldiers should be in Minnesota deporting Somalians. I agree they shouldn't be in Syria. Or in Maine deporting Somalians. Every bit of power that can be used should be used to get these people out. Well, Trump's kind of doing that with the National Guard, I think. And he's still fighting a lot of lawsuits to get that done. Texter writes, Tara, the red shirt that she wore does say Charlie Kirk on the back. Yes, but it does not have a political message. The one the Target worker was wearing. I'm sorry, Charlie Kirk is the victim here. I'm not talking to the texter. I mean, just to the liberal. Wait, no, we're not going to cancel him. You notice the whole time she's haranguing the grandmother who was so sweet to her, she doesn't want her wearing the shirt. She's trying to cancel Charlie Kirk. Never once in there does she say something like, well, I'm sorry he's dead. No, it's not good enough. He's dead. She wants him canceled. Tracy from Ware Shoals writes, Tara, Satan is real. Demons are real. Look at this country today proves it. Texter writes, where'd it go? Oh, people say Trump needs to tone down his rhetoric. No, he doesn't. Actually, that's what polling is showing right now. That people, they're, you know, those who say they're unhappy with Trump who were supporters but have fallen off is because he's not, you know, radical enough. It's not because he did or said something that they don't like. It's they want more and they want it faster and they want more radical than he has been. So, folks pointing out this morning, yeah, somebody just sent me this. MIT professor shot dead just 50 miles from Brown University. He was a Jewish professor. There are people kind of wondering if there's anything to that. Yeah, there's something going on with all this, I'll tell you what. All right. 800-905-0989 is the text number and the call-in line. We'll be right back. Looks like Dan Bongino is out as the assistant director of the FBI, the number two guy in charge. I am not surprised. Yeah, if he stayed too much longer, he is not going to have a podcasting career anymore. I mean, the guy cut his teeth, former member of the Secret Service, very well respected by just basically uncritically breaking the FBI down, the lies that it told during the Trump administration, the first one. And during the Biden era. You know, what's really interesting is the timing of this with Bongino sitting there next to Kash Patel telling us there's no there there. You know, everything that we know about the Butler shooter. Don't worry. Everything's fine. And then look at the timing of this. It's just been a couple of weeks. Less than 2 weeks, actually, since Miranda Devine of the New York Post, and before that, Tucker Carlson, he beat her to it, broke that actually the Butler shooter has a very long internet history of being a left-wing troll. That he was a transgender-oriented furry. That he was a hardcore left-winger. That he underwent a transition to left-wingness. Violent transition, wanted to kill a lot of people, and was even associated with a guy online that is part of a Antifa-linked neo-Nazi movement. In fact, oddly, that's the last post of his online. In fact, somebody went and scrubbed his online presence. But through some really good sleuthing work, they were able to get this and a private investigator gave it to Tucker Carlson. What's really amazing about that, and probably Miranda Devine too, because she had it days after Tucker. What's really amazing about that is that a private detective could go find this stuff cached. But the FBI says they didn't know about it. It's, if you're going to have a career after the FBI, and I guess I'm thinking Dan Bongino wants to, he used to make his money doing a show, you got to get out of there. It's not working out anymore. And the solution by Kash Patel to really become, I guess, a company man, double down, go after poor Miranda Devine, who is incredibly well-respected, totally trash her in the headline of a correction. And then you go read the correction and they admit, well, okay, everything she's saying is true. At this point, Kash Patel's crossed over the dark side. He has. And I think Dan Bongino just doesn't want to take his career down. It's just not worth it anymore. And when you go after Miranda Devine for doing the work you wouldn't do and telling the truth you wouldn't tell, it's not a good look. When Donald Trump sits down and Brett Baer says, even Brett Baer, right, who will believe anything, on Fox News, that the deep state tells him, says, come on, you know, to Donald Trump, you don't really believe Bongino and Patel, do you, that there's no there there. We have everything on the Butler shooter. And Trump says, oh, I guess I believe him. You can tell he doesn't. When the FBI is still sitting on over 30,000 pages they haven't turned over, even under Patel and Bongino. Another question I have about Bongino leaving, and he's announced that he is retiring from the FBI. Can they get those 30,000 pages? I mean, they say they've seen everything. Why can't we see it? Thomas Crooks is dead. We know, by the way, there were overseas accounts, and we know they decrypted them. We know that for a fact. We also know Congress has subpoenaed all the information on that. They still don't have it. In fact, we also know that Ron Johnson, senator, refiled that subpoena paperwork this summer with a deadline of September. You will note it is December, and it looks like Dan Bongino is giving up.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.